a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Good night. Welcome aboard into Tuesday night's edition of the Midnight Rider. January the 8th, 2008. It's primary night in New Hampshire. And certainly not the results that we have been looking for Ron Paul. And it's been a strange night all the way across. We're going to talk with Jim Condit and Walter Reddy here in just a few minutes. Also, Rob Bishop is going to join us as well from the Rob Bishop Show. We're going to break this down for you tonight. To do worse than we did in Iowa. I mean, actually, we got more votes tonight than what we got in Iowa last week. But the percentage is less, and the percentage continues to go down. We're like about 7.75%. Most of the news outlets are rounding it up to 8%. Rudy Giuliani has 9. Huckabee sitting with 11 in third place. Mitt Romney with 32%. And 37% for John McCain, who's pretty well walking away with the primary. A lot of questions tonight. From many different directions. And your calls are welcome tonight at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. On the Democratic side of things, we've got Hillary Clinton at 39%, Barack Obama at 37%, John Edwards at 17%, Bill Richardson at 5%, and Dennis Kucinich at 1%. Ron Paul did not finish the bottom of the barrel. He obliterated Fred Thompson. I mean, 8-1, basically, the number of votes as Fred Thompson. And about 16-1 to Duncan Hunter. So I guess there's a bright spot. But fifth place was not something that we needed. And I don't know how the Paul campaign feels about this tonight. I have not had the opportunity to talk to them. Perhaps when we get Rob on, we will see if he's had an opportunity to have a chat with him. So there we go, and we will see where this all heads and works out tonight. If you'd like to join us again, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org and also at midnightridershow.com. Back in just a minute with more. Don't go anywhere. This is RBN.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, we're still working on getting Jim Condit and Walter Reddy. We'll keep trying to get them. I know they've been extremely busy tonight. I piped kind of tapped into their conference call earlier tonight, and I know they were going insanely crazy earlier tonight. Let's get business out of the way here first, so I don't forget to do this. In short shrift, a sponsor here, and I don't want to do that. SFR is a sponsor here at RBN, and they provide more power for your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of $9.99. Money back guarantee, even on shipping. 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. What are you waiting for? All right. Yeah, let's get Brother Rob on the conference here, and we'll have him on come up and talk about things tonight and see if there's been any update here in the last couple of minutes. It doesn't appear to be. Everything seems to be about the same. And but I think, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I think we were expecting, and I said we needed a third or a fourth and over 10%. And Rob Bishop, welcome to the program. And we got neither of that tonight.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a Ron Paul supporter.
Rob, we can't hear you there, bud.
Can you hear me now?
I barely can hear you.
Hold on one second.
No, you're not even readable.
How's that?
Oh, you can hear him. I can't. Oh, well, hang on. I guess if I turn this up, then I can hear him too.
Can anybody hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm the idiot. I turned the volume down.
You're screwing
with my
stuff.
Just out of habit. You know, I'm used. You know, I sit and flip this thing all day long, and I hear music, so I turn it down. Okay. Certainly not the results that we were looking for.
No. Like I said, I'm embarrassed to be a Ron Paul supporter tonight. And, I mean, 7.65%. I don't know if maybe you have one that's more updated than I do. I'm looking at the Politico New Hampshire map, and it's embarrassing. Now, I understand that there's been voting fraud up and down the board on both sides. On the other hand, this is still embarrassing. I was, you know, we should have had it where they were going to have to steal votes from Ron Paul to keep him out of second or first, not to keep him out of fourth place beating Rudy Giuliani. I mean, and I don't know about you, but I was watching CNN all night, and you would see Ron Paul have, you know, for example, 10,200 votes. And then a few minutes later, it would be 10,100. And Giuliani would have an extra couple hundred out of nowhere. I mean, I wish I could have recorded. I'm hoping other people out there saw this. And if you did, please call in. I'm sure it happened on the other networks, just like it happened in Iowa. It blows my mind that you have New Hampshire, which is supposedly the live free or die state, supposedly the libertarian state, the free state, and probably one of the most anti-war states in the Union. Yet, who do they vote for? The two most establishment pro-war candidates that you can think of. I mean, what even shocks me perhaps more than what's going on with Ron Paul is what happened with Hillary Clinton on the other side. The fact that she won going away from Obama. I mean, all we heard about, wow, Obama's pulling thousands of people and you know, he's going to blow her away. And the polls, he was pulling 37% to her 28%, 29%. And he loses by 3 or 4%. I'm stunned here, Mike.
I am too.
Mike Huckabee with 12%.
Yeah, I know. Let's hold right there. We've got Jim Condit Jr. on the line with us and Walter Reddy, both of LibertyBroadcastNetwork.org. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
I'm a little depressed with the results coming in, but one thing that we found on what's coming in from the hand counted places is that at least Ron Paul has beaten Rudy Giuliani in almost every single hand counted place, but on the computer he's behind Rudy Giuliani.
That's interesting. So,
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we expected him to do a lot better than that, but he should have owned this state, but that's another issue. But at least beaten Rudy and Huckabee. So whatever. We know that those computer numbers are wrong. That are coming in that they're officially reporting. I was at a hand-counted place in New Hampshire myself. I watched them hand-count it. The place that I was at, Ron Paul had 53 votes, and this is just one voting place out of the 302. And Rudy Giuliani, Ron Paul had 53, and Rudy had 45. So,
wow.
But that's, we have quite a number that of the hand counted that have come in to our Liberty Broadcast Network. So we've had a little technical problem. The first thing that you see, they're trying to straighten that out now with part of it. But these things are accurate. The rest of that spreadsheet, if you click on that, you'll see it broken down each voting place. Spreadsheet on that. So,
Jim, in your opinion, do we see mass irregularities here, or what? Just based on what you guys have seen so far, what's your opinion?
Jim? We lose Jim there?
I think we might have lost Jim. No, Mike, go ahead and try to reconnect with him and go ahead and pull him down.
I'm back. I'm sorry. Mike? Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, there we are.
I'm sorry. We had some technical. We got some storms going on here. I'm sorry.
Ah. Yeah, we had them here last night.
I just moved close to the home base here because I got.
There we go.
Sorry about that. Who was the first gentleman on that was commenting? Your first guest,
Rob Bishop. Rob is a talk show host here on RBN on Sunday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Go ahead.
Okay.
And
I just wondered because his comments were pretty much on. They were on target, and I just wondered who it was. But did you want me to comment? Or I'm sorry, I can just be quiet until you get done.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and give us your comments on what you think about tonight.
Well, I think what your first guest was saying that I don't care how you slice it, that the live free or die state could vote for the warmonger John McCain shows that people are too comfortable and just aren't paying attention. These must all be casual people who glance at the news and let the five TV networks and the big Clear Channel syndicated talk shows like Hannity and Rush determine their mind. From the reports we have in, again, it's just like in Iowa, unfortunately. We don't have smoking guns. Now, for instance, in Richmond, Richmond, New Hampshire, Ron Paul won that
right.
That one, but that's a small city, but he won that one pretty handily. But in most of the other places, it fits the results. In other words, we don't see if we saw Ron Paul coming in the all the hand counted precincts and he was winning, and then they say McCain's winning in all the, in the state, then we would say we might have a smoking gun. Now, where Walter has figured out that we may have a smoking gun is that Ron Paul seems to be winning in all the hand-counted precincts over Giuliani and losing to Giuliani in the state. So that might be
the computer.
Yeah, that might be something that we can follow up on. But as I think it was Rob, as your first guest was saying, if they were going to do vote fraud, we wanted to be keep Ron Paul out of a first or a close second, moving from fourth to fifth. So there's several things. One thing is that no matter what happened, there's plenty of internet. If we had an alert society, the internet and what was done on the internet, there's plenty of nobody has an excuse that they didn't know what was going on. On the other hand, when you go to a break, I'm going to look at this. I just got in my hands the Wall Street Journal of Sunday, and it's also on several websites. The expenditures for the candidates. It looks like I've been told that Giuliani, for instance, spent $9 million. Rudy Giuliani spent $8 million in New Hampshire. The Ron Paul campaign, according to what I've been told, only spent $190,000 on television and media. If that's the case, and I want to verify it because it's so shocking, if that's the case, then I think we have to lay the blame largely at the feet of the campaign for not spending money in this critical thing, because what the only two places we had any check and balance was Iowa and New Hampshire, and if Ron Paul comes in fourth or fifth there, then no one's going to think anything funny about him coming in fourth or fifth in the computer states from now on, because everything after New Hampshire is totally computer counted.
I'd like to add one more thing to that.
Yeah.
I was in Manchester, the Manchester Sunday paper. Obama, McCain, Romney, and Hillary ran full page ads, and I guess Ron Paul just didn't have it. He had $20 million in the bank, but they could only run a quarter page ad. that's the sort of stuff the way it was run up here.
My gosh!
There's a bunch of things like that happened here, and it's really sad to see from within the campaign that he should have owned this state.
From a positive standpoint, if Rudy spent like $8 or $9 million there and gets 9% of the vote, we spent $139,000 and get 16,000. I guess that's a lot of bang for our buck. We could have done a lot better than that. Gentlemen, hold right there. We'll come back with more. This is the Midnight Rider. We're talking about the New Hampshire primary tonight. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And during the break, Jim, did you get an opportunity to verify that?
I did, except it is a little more, not quite as dramatic, although I may not be looking at the facts that they were looking at. What I see here is primary math, an article on page in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday, and it was on page, in case anybody wants to check it out, it's on page A7. What I'm looking at is primary math, how the candidates match up. John McCain. Now, this tells us what they spent on the main radio, the main television station in Iowa. Okay, in New Hampshire. The main television station in New Hampshire, which is WMUR.TV. McCain spent $1.1 million in the primary. Romney $3.9 million. Hillary $1.6 million. Rudy Giuliani $1 million. Mike Huckabee $165,000. Barack Obama. Barack Obama, $2.1 million. Ron Paul, $275,000. So
still, he's abysmally low.
Yeah, abysmally low for the money.
I've been up here in New Hampshire for a week, and I've been trying to watch as much TV as possible. I didn't see one Ron Paul ad on TV.
Okay, now Fred Thompson, none, and John Edwards, $1.2 million. Now let me make one comment about that, Mike. The five TV networks gave Rudy and Huckabee especially, millions of dollars in free publicity, and they did not do that for Ron Paul. So not only we were fighting a dollar for dollar match with these other candidates, but Rudy and all these people were getting tens of millions of dollars of free publicity, because every time there's a news item, in fact, tomorrow on those crooks on Good Morning America today, what they did was, the way they do it is they say, let's interview, we interviewed some of the people going to the polls, and they have one lady come on and say, Hillary, and another person comes on and says, Romney. In other words, they only interview the people that have voted for the candidates they're pushing, and they've done this for 6 months. So the Ron right. Paul staff, if they were so dumb, the paid staff, to not know that they were fighting a name recognition problem, they needed to put $1 million into this, into these two states each, because, first of all, we know anywhere Ron Paul goes and they hear about him, he raises more money than he spends. And the, anyway, I, this is another show to talk about the way that the campaign, the paid staff has run this campaign. But the tonight we have to say that for the count, just for people that are wondering about that, we will have all of the hand, there are 127 hand-counted precincts, 175 computer-counted, 302 precincts. We will track down tomorrow the local people that did the hand counts, and they're very forthcoming. They're glad that we're doing this, because the local towns, the local people are honest. The places, and so we'll find out all the hand counted precincts, compare it to the computer counted part of the state and the whole state. But
and
the
we'll
cities
have that on the website.
The cities that are under suspicion are Manchester, Concord. Some of these places didn't even want to let people see the computer thing, the computer ticket that came out at the end of the night. And Gardner, who's the Secretary of State, has got to be put under scrutiny for this. But the point is that what I'm trying to say is that we don't have, unfortunately, even like where Walter was and other eyewitness people, with the exception of Richmond, are showing pretty much these results.
Yeah, looking at also looking at one county right off the bat, guys. Hold on there, Walter. One county to look at real quick right off the bat is Sutton County. There's an anecdotal report from someone on the Ron Paul forums that knows for certain, according to this in the, this individual, that his mother and his aunt both voted for Ron Paul in Sutton County, but the figures for Ron Paul in Sutton show zero.
Okay, that's an important thing. Is that hand-counted or computer-counted, do we know?
That I don't know. I do not know.
That's the type of thing we'll look at tomorrow. And so all I'm saying
small
is
small town, I'm going to assume it's hand. Yeah, this is how I'm going to hand count it.
Okay.
So I think the overall story is that it was not the all of the Internet people, all of us, all the sign-waving, all the alternative media and the Internet was not able to defeat either an Iowa or New Hampshire. We still are not able to defeat the five TV networks and the big radio stations, which means most Americans, there's like 10 or 20% that are hardcore, follow RBN type information, that type of thing. But there's still 80% that are casual news viewers, and the five TV networks and the neocon power behind that is knows that, and they're just manipulating those people, and that's proven by the I mean that Hillary, my lord, Hillary can win or even come close. Just shows that people are just easily led by the big media.
Yeah, indeed. Walter, you had a comment a minute ago.
Yeah. Well, the thing that we've seen so far is that at least now he's fighting for fourth place between with Rudy Giuliani, Ron Paul is, and we see a clear discrepancy there with the hand counted and computer counted for at least fourth and fifth place. I mean, he's won almost every single one. You could see that
right
each voting place on that. So we will have all of those results up tomorrow. By tomorrow, we'll have all 127 hand counted places, and the rest of the computer counted results.
Very good.
So
there will be. I hate to break this to Walter on the air, but the entire site has crashed except for the top numbers that
What? What?
Hold on just a second, guys. We'll take a break. Mike, make it where they can talk during the break. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around me. She loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now.
Less than $300,000 spent in New Hampshire on TV. That is, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Well,
and here you are with an opportunity to set and quite honestly to put Rudy Giuliani out of the race, and we blow this. I cannot believe this.
Well, and Mike, I can tell you the way, having watched this for many cycles, not that I'm infallible, certainly not. I can easily be wrong. Rudy and Hillary were never, I told people today, Hillary, they'll give Obama his moment in the sun here, and right. Then Hillary will come back in the computer states. Now, it's very possible, we need to say another fact here so people listening can understand something, that and even though that 40% roughly of the precincts in New Hampshire, the polling places, are counted by hand, they're the small towns, and actually 81% of the vote is counted by the computers. So the 60% of the precincts that count the vote, count 81% of the vote. So I would wonder if Hillary wasn't helped 5 or 6 percentage points tonight to get where she is, because she's a very unlikable person. I mean, forget the politics and all that. She's stilted. She's stiff like Al Gore. She's unlikable. So anyway, but I feel the entire Clintonista administration, from Robert Rubin to on down to the lowest operative they had going, they're waiting to sweep back in and take over. It isn't so much Hillary. It's the whole Clinton apparatus is waiting to sweep back in, and I would bet the powers that be might be favorable to that. So that's just something else I want to say. This is why hiding the ballots from the people, which is what happened in those 175 precincts tonight, is just unacceptable, because when it's a close thing like Hillary and Obama, they can easily switch the results a little bit. Hello?
I think Mike's having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
But, have you guys heard, what was it yesterday? It came on the Boston Globe that not only Ron Paul poll watchers, but also Barack Obama poll watchers were kicked out because they didn't have the proper identification cards, the proper credentials.
Did this come out today? You mean it's in tomorrow's Boston Globe?
It's 1-8-2008, so I'm assuming it came out this morning, but I guess this took effect yesterday.
Okay.
That a large amount of Ron Paul and Barack Obama poll watchers were sent away by Sylvia Larson, who is the New Hampshire Senate president from Concord, and she supports openly Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And she says, I knew who they were and what they were doing as I sent them away.
And then you look at the
two candidates who probably did worse than expected tonight, and it was Ron Paul and Barack Obama. Who are these irregularities affecting? Ron Paul and Barack Obama. I think that raises quite a bit of eyebrows.
Right.
I'll tell you another thing, just on the grounds here and being on the streets and everything, that's all you see. The majority of the support was all Ron Paul supporters and Obama out on everywhere.
Well, I've got to tell you, gentlemen, an interesting thing that we've watched and monitored tonight is as the polls started to close, the gap between Ron Paul and Rudy Giuliani, very small. And for a while, it was increasing by the number of 10. A little 10 here, yeah. 10 there, 10 there. Then once we got up to about 10,000, the number started increasing by 100.
Mm-hmm.
And that pattern has continued throughout the remainder of the evening.
Right.
I think there's a smoking gun there.
Rudy Giuliani is pulling further ahead as we speak.
Yeah.
I think we got some proof here, because we could prove that.
Well, all we need to do is get all the towns, the hand counted towns, and compare them. But again, I have to. I mean, I think we're all disappointed that it wasn't, that like Walter didn't see, didn't see that Ron Paul was coming in very close, you know.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry to do this to you, Mike, but I got phones dying because I've been on the phone for 8 hours.
Well, I understand you guys have got a website that's down that you got to get back
on. No,
so,
but I can stay, but I need to give – if you can put me on hold and I can give your guy off the air the other phone to call, because I got phones dying right and left because we've been on these phones for 8 hours.
Okay, all right. So we'll put Jim on hold.
Okay.
And we'll reconnect with him. Walter, what's the mood there on the ground or with the Ron Paul folks there?
Well, we were pretty sad to see the results coming in. We were over at the hotel that night, the Marriott. There must have been a couple thousand of supporters, but Ron Paul and his whole family were there. I mean, it was, you know, we were just going to keep going on, but I'm sure Ron Paul was disappointed too to see what the results were coming in there. I think he did great on Jay Leno. I think it was awesome interview.
Yeah, he knocked it out of the park on Leno last night.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a little depressed.
Yeah, I mean,
more than
now that we know that they spent less than $300,000 on ads, I'm not depressed. I'm pissed.
I'll tell you, I had some real resistance from a few key people within the campaign the whole time, and we could have gotten these results coming in up on the internet, and it was a lot of resistance from a few key people in there. I hope that Ron Paul cleans house there, because.
But Walter, they didn't have their own plan, though. It isn't that they just weren't going with our plan, which of course that wouldn't be so bad if they had their own plan, but there was no plan to watch the vote at all, right?
Yep. No, they had their plan was to have these poll watchers doing a little survey, and yes, they were excluded or whatever. They couldn't overhear the people voting or something. I don't know what the plan was, but it was never to go transparent with it. And
What happened was they wanted to have all the grassroots, all the meetup groups do it instead of having them connected directly to the campaign, because they didn't have the people, because they didn't go and hire anybody with the money they had. So they were going to have all the meetup groups go and do it. The meetup groups go and set up camp to go and poll watch. And what happens? The New Hampshire president of the Senate comes out and says, and of course a big Hillary supporter, big establishment liberal, and says, no, you don't have the identification. As I'm reading this, it's starting to the little light bulb's going on over my head, and it's telling me that because they weren't officially with the campaign, they didn't have the authorization to go and poll watch under the campaign's name. So what happened? That gives them the opportunity to basically screw the Ron Paul campaign as well as the Obama campaign and send them away. It's one of those things. I mean, they're depending on us to do their work, and it's not right. And now you're seeing the consequences.
Yeah. However, there is a law in New Hampshire that allows any citizen to observe the poll. So I don't know how they justify it, even if it was just citizens. It's worth looking in behind that article. It is a really valuable article you found there, and it's worth looking a little more into that of what the Senate leader was doing.
I'd like to share one other thing. This morning at 10 o'clock, I was in Nashua, New Hampshire. At the largest ward, they call them wards, in Nashua. And I'm not from New Hampshire, but I walked in there and with someone from New Hampshire. He voted, and we got talking to the moderator there, and they're using the Diebold machines. And I said, I pretended I was from New Hampshire, that no one threw me out or anything, but the moderator came over. I said, I don't trust my vote being counted on that machine. What we want to do is pull the ballots out after they're voted, after the poll closes, and we want to hand count them. And she's anyway. We had a big. She said there's no way that's going to happen. The New Hampshire law says that you can do that. So there was some contention there, but. You can observe the machine, I mean, it's you can get in there.
Right.
As an observer, I watched all the hand counts in this other town. Chester, New Hampshire, we watched every, and I'm from out of state, so I was able to, walk in.
Yeah, I think that they did, but on the other hand, while that is that the law should protect any citizen to walk in, there was a bright young man we had named Chris Brunner, who was in another one of these places, and they kicked him out and would not let him see what came out of the computer, which is, I think, illegal. But so they were doing what the Boston Globe says. They were trying to find pretexts to stop some people, if they thought they could get away with it, from watching the count, at least watching the ticker tape that came out of those computers.
Let's take
anyway,
a quick phone
guys,
call here.
I got to get run.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on, but I've got some things I got to take care of right now. Okay.
All right, Walter. You have a great night. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick phone call here. Sean in Texas. Thank you for holding and welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going, Chambers?
It's going all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had a suggestion. Why don't, at least from the states here on out, why don't we have Ron Paul supporters, if possible, cover these other, wherever the polling areas are, and the people that come out that voted for Ron Paul, have them fill out like another ballot and keep a tally of it, and at the end of the night kind of match it up.
Yeah, well, that's Walter's favorite project. and that is the voter verification affidavit. What we would like to see, if they're going to keep these machines, which I'm sure they intend to do, we'd like to see a voter verification affidavit, at least a voter verification affirmation outside of each poll where people could fill it out. Everybody could, anybody that wanted to. And then you would give it to them, an affidavit that they could go and take to their bank the next day or wherever and mail it into a central source or several central sources. So then as this caught on, affidavits could be compared against the count, and it would put those running the machines on notice. That's the only thing left to us at the moment. The National Clean Elections lawsuit is in progress, but today the Supreme Court denied Bob Schultz's redress of grievances lawsuit, which is just as important. There's what right do the people have to redress grievances? Supreme Court refused to hear it, which is very bad news. They're basically announcing that we're not living under the Constitution anymore when they refuse to hear a substantive case like that. But yeah, you're exactly right, Austin. You have the voter affidavit. People fill it out, get it notarized. That's one thing. And the other thing is, I've said all along here that if we can't get what we want, the machines out this time, the next best thing is to have tens of millions of people doubting properly, not trusting these elections. Because I'd like to see people with signs out, and we hope to put them up on the Internet, signs that say this is an unconstitutional election, another sign that says they're hiding the ballots from us, this type of thing, outside of as many polls as possible on Election Day, primary and November, to tell people that we are facing a unconstitutional, un-American election. And there's no way to prove in these elections, once they take the ballots from the people's side, there's no way to prove who really won.
Right. Another thing, too, as the campaign goes along, you know, you learn new tactics and new ways to tackle things, and I think we should caution ourselves not to quarterback either and beat up the campaign. I mean, you make adjustments as you go along, right?
Yeah, but I've seen too much. I'm sure there's a lot of very sincere workers in the campaign, but somewhere in the paid staff, there's enemies who've been planted there. I have to say that in public. I'm going to go on YouTube with that, and it's going to be brutal. We got the evidence piled up to the sky, and that one thing after another. They're the very minimum you could say is that some of the most incompetent stuff you've ever seen. Ron Paul needs to clean house. I just wish Ron Paul had a Bobby Kennedy or a James Carville type who could get in there and clean up.
Oh, Lord.
Didn't I say that to you, Mike, last night? It's the exact same thing.
Rob and I were in a conversation last night, and we were both mentioning he needs Jim Carville.
Yeah. Or like Bobby Kennedy. And this is maybe why Pat Buchanan picked his sister, Babe Buchanan, who did not have any experience running a national campaign in 96, because maybe after 92 he just said, I can't, at least he knows his sister is not going to betray my, I'm sorry, I mean, the stuff that's being done to Ron Paul, I don't know if this is the show to go with.
It's going to get worse, too, as it goes along, because you get more into the machines in these other states and less hand counting, you know?
There's no hand counting. After this, and this is why we put such, see, from my point of view, we all went up there, many of us who went up there in Ames to try to, all we wanted to do was alert the campaign and where the danger was. We were greeted, though, with hostility. They the same thing that happened in the Iowa caucus and in the New Hampshire, and they basically locked arms. The paid staff, not Ron Paul. Ron Paul landed himself and said, "This is the beginning of the process. Now is the time to ask questions." When he was asked about our lawsuit, they locked arms with the GOP, who they had been being schmoozed by, and they said, "No, this is a great process." So,
There's just no way that Giuliani could have jumped up that far from Iowa to New Hampshire. Just no way. I mean,
well, not only that, he's the live free or die state. I mean, he's like Mr. Police State. And he's Mr. War. So
totally contrary, yeah.
Yeah, so there's many things that are very, I don't make sense here, but we won't, like I said before, Mike, we will not, if we cry wolf, there will be a wolf there. And I want to, we'll look at this in the next day or two, and then we'll see, especially when we get all the hand-counted precincts in into the system, we'll see how it compares up to the whole amount. But if Ron Paul, for instance, has won handily over Giuliani in the hand-counted precincts, then I think we're going to be saying this is exactly the reason why we can't have these machines.
That hand count has to be is considered official, correct?
Oh, yeah. In New Hampshire, they have 127 of the 302 cities that do a old-fashioned paper ballot hand count. And it is absolutely official, and those towns are proud of it, too. The towns we're talking about that did the head count, they're not mad that we're asking for their vote. They were happy. And even in Iowa, people said, some of the GOP small county leaders said, we really feel good about you doing this because we didn't feel good about 2000-2004 election, but we all feel good about this election. So, you know, we'll get the honest results from the 127, and then we'll compare that to the
Real quick thing, as I let you go, I appreciate you taking my call. Think about the meetup groups throughout, each and every state. I mean, how about those numbers? I mean, you could use those numbers essentially to match up, and as an example, saying, "Hey,
So at any rate, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay,
Sean, thanks
for
the call. I appreciate it. All right, we're gonna grab a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side, talk some more with Jim Conda Jr. and Rob Bishop. We're talking about the New Hampshire primary tonight. If you would like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Ron Paul's still showing in fifth. That's where he's going to finish up tonight. He's firmly there. But the number still grows. He's now 2,200 votes, approximately behind Rudy Giuliani. Back in a couple of minutes here on RBN.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Ira in New Jersey. You've been so patiently waiting. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. You're on with Jim Condit Jr.
I've enjoyed listening the last 20 minutes or so. I really, really enjoyed it. But I want to say, I don't think it would have mattered with what's going on, the machine fraud. that overrides no matter how much money he spent, $190,000, $500,000, $1 million. They have him, all these finishing spots are rigged right from the start by the people running it, you know. You know, the people who've been running things, who fixed the 04 election, the 2000, who control the media, and I just don't think it would have mattered. You know, I heard some of the gentlemen you were talking to, some of their comment was about, well, he didn't spend enough money.
Hey, Ira, do you have some machinery running around you or something? There's like a wild kind of like a hum.
Really? There's a refrigerator nearby humming a little bit, not too much.
Ah, well, that's really loud.
Anyway, that's my thought here.
Well, I think it's a legitimate thought, and it's a legitimate take.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say, though, is that, and I'm hoping we find this. Don't get me wrong. Our main goal is to get a fair count for everybody. But I'm a Ron Paul supporter personally.
Yeah,
but I don't see any evidence yet to show that Ron was anywhere near the top of the thing in the hand-counted precincts. And if the hand-counted are showing basically the same lineup, then we have to say that the big media again defeated the Internet. But it is Iris pointing out here, with these machines, they could easily have moved Giuliani up 4 points and Ron Paul down 4 points, and nobody would ever know. So
you know,
when you're doing...
Right.
I recall the 04 election. I'll focus on one state, because there was fraud galore in many states, Florida, Ohio, Iowa, whatever, New Mexico.
Yeah.
But you take a look at Ohio when Kerry was ahead as late as 1 o'clock in the morning by 3 or 4 points in the exit polls. And by the way, to my knowledge, there were no exit polls in these primaries, and there won't be.
Yeah.
That's another tactic they're using. But there were polls ahead of time. Polls are polls. Polls can be rigged, too. I saw one poll that had Ron Paul ahead both in Iowa and New Hampshire leading.
Yeah.
And actually, when you have a multi-candidate field, it's different when it was Kerry and Bush. Even there, you had to be suspicious, and I'm sure with the machines and that, Kerry's ahead by 4 or 5 in the exit polls, and all of a sudden he's behind by 2 in the quote-unquote official numbers in Ohio. But when you have multiple candidates, you can skew the numbers anyway, up and down, for anybody.
Right.
I can't believe it's almost incomprehensible how somebody like McCain, who's saying we should be in Iraq 100 years, you have an anti-war state, a live free or die state, and how does somebody like him get anywhere near winning, let alone win?
Exactly.
It's machines. It's the machine fraud.
I agree. The only thing that we were not talking about is if there was any switch of ballot boxes, but I think that's unlikely in the hand-counted places.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Here's the next two questions. We're talking about it, but what's Ron Paul going to say tomorrow about it? Is he just going to play along like John Kerry did and other people before him did? What's he going to say? Is he going to speak up? Because they're going to keep doing it. Because here you have more computers than in the rest of the primary states.
Do we have time, Mike, for me to respond to that or not?
We got about 45 seconds here before the break. I tell you what, go ahead and hold there.
Okay.
Ira, we're going to let you go, and we'll let Jim comment on the other side.
Okay.
We're about 45 seconds away from the break. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at MidnightRidersShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Both rooms are pumping and running tonight, and a lot of people are upset and I think dismayed and disappointed too as well. And we'll come back. We'll talk more with Jim Conda Jr., Rob Bishop, and you on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Since 1980.